Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Ben Finnegan. It's Thursday, March 14th. Coming up,
could have further competition in the private rental market, particularly in places in the west of Ireland where rent might be lower, and add fuel to the fire in terms of the rental market there.
The Taoiseach says the government has its own concerns about the security of TikTok, and around 3 in 4 childcare owners warn they won't be able to meet the state's new rules about financial reporting. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first this morning, new rules for Ukrainian refugees come into effect today. Social welfare entitlements will be slashed and new arrivals will only be allowed to spend 90 days in state-provided accommodation. The government hopes the measures will disincentivize those fleeing the war from coming here, with latest figures showing 33 Ukrainians have arrived in Ireland every day over the past week. Sinn Féin's Donika O'Leary says the new rules will mean further pressure on the rental sector once those people are asked to leave.
You could have further competition in the private rental market, particularly in places in the west of Ireland where rent might be lower, and add fuel to the fire in terms of the rental market there. So we don't agree with that approach, and people should be entitled to accommodation, but that there wouldn't be the incentive there to leave that accommodation for higher social welfare payments.
The Taoiseach says the government has security concerns over the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok. The US House of Representatives has passed legislation which could ban the video sharing platform if it doesn't separate from its Chinese parent company ByteDance. TikTok has its European base in Dublin, and Leo Varadkar says there are no plans for a similar ban in Ireland or the EU. But speaking in Washington, the Taoiseach claims there are security concerns with TikTok.
We have some concerns around security, and we've put in place advice and protocols around that, but there's no proposals to have a ban in the European Union or Ireland. Obviously, what the US decides to do here is a matter for themselves.
The UN has confirmed a member of its UNRWA relief agency staff has been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a food distribution centre in Rafah. Another 2 people were killed when a gunman opened fire outside a hospital in Yemen. It comes amid global concerns over a steep rise in reports of malnutrition among mothers and children in Gaza. MSF's Ireland's Donal Gorman says the situation is beyond horror.
We have reports from our own staff who are surviving and telling us that people there are surviving by stewing grass and eating animal feed. Such is the desperation of the people, particularly in the north. However, we are concerned for malnutrition rates across the Gaza Strip, and we really need the ceasefire to happen now.
The Taoiseach says Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the events in Israel and Gaza reveal a new phase of insecurity in the world. Speaking during his Patrick's Day trip to Vancouver in Canada, Micheál Martin said he was heartened and very welcomed Canada's decision to resume funding to UNRWA, the UN Palestinian Relief Agency. He also said climate change is a source of deep anxiety, but added Ireland hoped to achieve a 51% reduction in overall greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and net zero greenhouse gas emissions no later than 2050. A teenager has died after the motorbike he was riding crashed in County Mayo. It happened near Clunkeen, near Castlebar, just before 5 p.m. yesterday evening. The 18-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. Local diversions were put in place while the road was closed for examinations. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward. A price gap is widening in Ireland's farmland market. The annual land price report from the Irish Farmers Journal looks at who's buying where and how much they paid. Prices are up in Leinster and Munster and falling across Connacht and Ulster. The average land price is €11,925 per acre, which is down 3% on last year. The report's author, Paul Mooney, says concern over nitrate rules is fueling farmers' demand for extra dairy land to avoid cutting herd numbers.
Dairy farmers are aware that there could be changes coming down the tracks in terms of the limits of stocking under the nitrates directive. The effective stocking rate for dairy farmers has already been reduced, and as a result, the dairy farmers face the option of either reducing cow numbers broadly or else acquiring more land. And that's what has been happening in the market for the past year or two, and we saw that again in 2023.
Almost 3/4 of childcare owners say they won't be able to meet the government's new rules around financial reporting. The Federation of Early Childhood Providers says there's a massive confusion around the Chart of Accounts form, which was introduced without their support, they say, last November. 73% of their members say they face a reduction of funding because they can't meet the requirements by March 22nd. Founder of the group, Lane Dunn, says they're being punished by a broken system.
Unfortunately, there is absolutely no way that we're going to have anything ready by the 22nd. Accountants aren't even engaging with the process at this time. They have no idea what is coming down the line for us. Nobody has given us full clarity. And as of today, we are happy to hand over to the Department of Children our revenue accounts for the last 2 years, but nothing more than that until more consultation happens.
Motorists in the south are being advised to take extra care while driving to work or school this morning. Up to 50 millimetres of rain has fallen over Cork and Kerry overnight, with a status orange rain warning in place until midday today. There's a status yellow rain warning in place for Waterford. David Martin from the Road Safety Authority says obey traffic signs, slow down, use dipped lights and be careful.
Motorists really need to slow down and allow a greater braking distance between themselves and the vehicle in front of them. And this is going to be very important, especially important, I should say, on high-speed roads such as dual carriageways and motorways, where there's an increased danger of aquaplaning. So if you're going on a longer distance drive, just be super careful.
In the entertainment world today, Nkuti Gatwa's unveiling as the 15th Doctor Who, and Logan Roy's death in succession are in the running for a BAFTA. They're nominated for Memorable Moment at this year's TV Awards, alongside David Beckham teasing his wife about her working class roots. Also in contention is Catherine and Tommy's final kitchen showdown in Happy Valley. And in sport, Andy Farrell will reportedly revert to a 5-3 split when he reveals the Ireland squad to play Scotland in the Six Nations later. That could mean a first involvement in this year's competition for Leinster centre Gary Ringrose. Despite being withdrawn with a head injury in last week's defeat at Twickenham, Calvin Nash is likely to retain his starting place on the wing. While John O'Shea names his Republic of Ireland squad today for the upcoming friendlies with Belgium and Switzerland, it could include Blackburn's top scorer Sammy Smodix and Lyon defender Jake O'Brien. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.